Kai te akitanga o te moana. Kai te akitanga o te moana means to be a guardian of the sea. Māori have a long and rich history with the sea. Te ikanui a Māui. It is said that on a fishing expedition with his brothers, Māui Tikitiki Ataranga used the magical jawbone of his grandmother as a hook to fish up the North Island. The North Island is known in Māori as Te Ikanui a Māui, the Great Fish of Māui. If you look at a map, you can make out the shape of a large stingray, with Wellington being the head. Taranaki is one fin, Te Tai Rāwhiti, or the East Coast, as the other, and Te Tai Tukaro, or Northland, as the long tail. Voyage to Aotearoa. After Māui, Kupe came to Aotearoa. He too was a fisherman who came across Aotearoa while chasing a giant octopus named Te Whiki o Muturangi. More people arrived from across the Pacific on large waka or canoe. Today, many iwi tribes of Aotearoa trace their ancestry back to one of these great waka. Tangaroa. For hundreds of years, the ocean has given Māori food and tools, as well as great places to live, swim, and play. Māori respect the ocean and often call it Tangaroa, meaning God of the Sea. Before ocean voyages or before fishing, it is common for Māori to recite karakia, to ask for protection from Tangaroa, and offer thanks while they carry out these tasks. As well as great voyages, Tangaroa played an important part in the lives of early Māori. When Pākehā began arriving in New Zealand, they often said how skillful Māori people were at fishing and diving for food. Fish was one of the main sources of protein for Māori. Apart from food, Tangaroa also provided many other things that were used in day-to-day living. Shark and whale oil was used to preserve birds in hue or goods. Whale bones were used to make weapons and jewellery, and shells from the pāwa were used on carved wharetipuna, or meeting houses. The sea is a taonga, treasure. Māori people believe that the sea is a taonga tuku iho, a treasure that has been passed down from past generations. By looking after this treasure, the ocean will keep providing for the future. Tikanga, protocols. Tikanga makes sure that there is always a lot of food in the ocean and on land. For example, releasing the first catch of the day as a gift to Tangaroa. Rahui, ban. Rahui is a ban on gathering kaimoana seafood to make sure numbers don't drop too much. For example, when a fishing or shellfish gathering area was being overused, a rahui could be placed over that area so that the fish or shellfish numbers would increase.